This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. The United Nations today officially begins its mission in Haiti, taking over from a U.S.-led force. Since February, 3,600 troops have been patrolling the island after a coup toppled President Jean-Bertrand Aristide. Devastating floods in recent weeks have only added to Haiti's problems. Joining us now from Brooklyn, New York, is Gary Pierre-Pierre. He's the editor and publisher of the Haitian Times. And thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Madeline.
Now, I've heard that there are only 42 of some 8,000 expected troops and police in place in Haiti now. That doesn't seem like a very auspicious beginning for this UN mission.
Not at all. I think it tells you the kind of commitment that the United Nations has vis-a-vis this new mission. This is something that was not new to anyone. I mean, we've known since the beginning in February that ultimately the United Nations would be the body that leads this peacekeeping mission. And yet, you know, as you've mentioned, we only have only a fraction of what is needed.
And the mission's commitment is only 6 months. So what happens after that?
Well, I suppose all hell breaks loose in Haiti again. I mean, it's really unfortunate the kind of tensions and commitment, rather, that the international community wants to do towards Haiti. There's a lot of talks about helping Haiti, but at the end of the day, no one cares. How do you figure it? So when the situation deteriorates once again, then we'll be bombarded with how terrible the situation is and how we wish that Haiti would just get its act together and all these condescending thoughts and comments regarding Haiti's inability to lead itself. Well, I'm very pessimistic right now about the future of Haiti, the commitment of the United States and the international community overall.
If you could run the UN aid program for Haiti, what would you do right now to alleviate the suffering?
That's a tall task, I think. There are two things. First, you have immediate aid relief, but I think that's really in the short term. In the long term, I think the UN should help Haiti build its infrastructure so it can attract businesses, whether it's tourism or light manufacturing or assembly line factory. But there's got to be some kind of economic base that doesn't exist right now. You need to really give the country a chance, help it build the infrastructures necessary to compete in the region, as opposed to perpetually giving aid. It doesn't do anything. It's just poverty alleviation, and it's an endless cycle.
The U.S. and the U.N. have said in the past that they will not give aid unless the political situation is cleaned up. And most recently, they meant with regards to Jean-Bertrand Aristide. So isn't it up to the Haitians themselves to get their political house in order before they can expect to receive any help from the international community?
Well, it's a catch-22. It's like, almost like a chicken and the egg kind of argument. Certainly, the political situation needs to sort itself out. Yes, of course. The onus is on the Haitian political class to sort out its problems. But at the same time, those problems are there to some extent because of the lack of resources. You have a lot of people fighting over crumbs, essentially, and they were going to keep fighting. So if you expand the pie and you can really help them, again, the key is to build institutions, not just political institutions. You need a free press. You need a functioning government. You need the justice system to work properly. These things, once you have those basics, then you can focus on these other things. And frankly, I'm pretty cynical about the Haiti's political class. It has shown itself unable to do much. And we got to find a way to circumvent them, whether we go and work within the private sector. And from there, you approach it there. If you keep sticking to strictly the political solution, I know that's important and no one is arguing against that. But if you got to do a two-prong attack approach, rather, and just keep focusing on the politics, it's just looking at it one-sided.
Gary Pierre-Pierre is editor and publisher of the Haitian Times, and he spoke to us from Brooklyn, New York. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Madeline.